nation's capital. Sharp says the historic number of Native leaders in Congress and in the federal government is having an impact. Still, inequities abound. There continues to be a housing crisis across Indian country. Many states continue trying to disenfranchise Native voters, and tribal sovereignty is under assault at the Supreme Court. Sharp says now is a time for tribes to unite.
We need all of Indian country to just show up.
This is Sharp's last year as president of NCAI, but she's not sitting on the sidelines. She urged attendees to continue fighting for Indian country, especially when Congress takes up the nation's sweeping farm bill, which funds many anti-hunger programs, among other items vital to Indian country. For National Native News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
Indigenous actress Irene Bedard is helping tell a story about the fight against the Dakota Access Pipeline and the new narrative feature film On Sacred Ground. KMBA's Jill Freitas has more.
Producers of On Sacred Ground say it's based on true events that happened in 2016 during construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline and the opposition camps near the Standing Rock Reservation in North Dakota. The film follows a non-Native writer and military veteran and an oil company executive. They find themselves on opposite sides. Irene Bedard, Inupiaq, Yupik, and Métis Cree, plays Mary Singing Crow in the film. She says her character helps non-Native people understand Indigenous perspectives and way of life and why it is so important they were fighting for the protection of land and water against the oil pipeline.
My character was that woman that brought them in and helped them to understand those cultural aspects and why this was a prayerful, peaceful protest and how we all are part of something greater than ourselves, especially as tribal peoples.
Bedard has been in the film and television business since the 1990s. She says there were times she was the only Indigenous person in these spaces, but says today there's more Indigenous representation in the industry, pointing to television shows like Reservation Dogs and Alaska Daily. Bedard says there's still a long way to go, but she's glad to be a part of it.
People, as I've been saying for decades, are hungry for our stories. It's showing, you know, now that people are understanding that and we're having those opportunities to express ourselves and for our voices to be heard.
Watch out for her in the upcoming miniseries, The Green Veil, about Indian boarding schools. On Sacred Ground was recently released in select theaters. I'm Jill Freitas.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
When do people tend to go solar? We turn to Dr. Anthony Lizowitz in Climate Connections for an answer to that question.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Rooftop solar panels can save people money on their electricity bills, and those savings can mean a lot, especially for people with low incomes, who might have to choose between paying for utilities or buying food or medicine. But when people get a cold call or see a direct mail pitch for solar panels, they often ignore it. Ashok Sekar is a researcher at the National Renewable Energy Laboratory. He says this response is common even in California, where state subsidies cover the entire cost of solar systems for qualified residents. This essentially makes the solar panels free for some homeowners.
And still, very few people adopt it.
But when they are referred by friends or neighbors, people are more likely to have solar installed. Referral programs vary, but in many cases, the person who recommends the service gets paid a set amount when the person they referred has a solar system installed.
Referral works because of familiarity. Oh, it worked for them, so it would work for me.
So Sekar says referral programs can help increase the adoption of solar power in low and middle income communities, where the benefits will do the most good. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more stories like this, visit climateconnections.org.
KBOO News poet Dan Raphael knows some birthdays aren't happy.
With Friday, the first birthday of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, I worry what the candle on the cake will be. Blow it out, blow it up, and what about balloons? Putin said yesterday Russia would withdraw from the START nuclear arms treaty with the U.S. Rattle that nuclear saber. Biden made a surprise visit to Ukraine just to show Vlad what a badass he is, while earlier Secretary of State Blinken told China not to sell arms to Russia, assuring that they will do exactly that. As China's Navy gets busy cruising around Taiwan and the Philippines, meanwhile, Republican crazy Mike Pompeo says the Old Testament's 12 tribes prove Israel's claim to all the land around there. So I'm sure the Republicans will grant the same land rights to the indigenous tribes of the U.S. All this macho in the air could spontaneously ignite. Let's just hope the war in Ukraine gets put to bed before it reaches the terrible twos. For Poetic Justice, this is Dan Raphael.
You're listening to the KBOO Evening News for Wednesday, February 22nd, 2023. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call or text us with your breaking news, stories, and tips at 971-245-2158. Our remote production team for tonight's newscast includes Dan Raphael. The producer is myself, Josh Salem, and our engineer is Ray Bodwell. Special thanks to Mike Moen, Antonia Gonzalez, Catherine Carley, Eric Tegetoff, and Dr. Anthony Lizowitz. The director of the evening news is my co-anchor, Althea Billings. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282 BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Josh Salem.
And I'm Althea Billings. All of our KBOO programs, including the evening news, are supported by our members. Thank you. If you would like to become a member and support our programming, you can go to kboo.fm/give or text KBOO to 44321. Stay tuned now for Making Contact.
Contact. I'm Amy Gastelum, today on Making Contact.
Mutual aid is the idea that we support one another freely, we give to one another freely, we provide for the needs of the people in our communities, not from profit motive, but just because. Just because, basically, because that's what we do. That's how we should live together.